Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, today on Finishing Well, something a little different. You might remember in Luke 6:41, where Jesus was speaking, he said this. He said, "Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Now, have you ever considered that in terms of your personal Social Security? Well, that's kind of where we're going today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And Hans, this is an interesting thing we're going to look at today.
Well, it is. And Social Security is really the pillar of a lot of folks' retirement. I mean, it's a very significant need that people have, is to get a check for the rest of their life and for that check to be as large as it can possibly be. And so we're talking today about Social Security planning, which is really involving when do you start your check.
Right. And so the reason why I came upon this scripture is I was thinking about it. I had a friend who's actually a pastor who was in my age bracket, and he knew I was 63 years old, and he'd listened to our radio show, Finishing Well, and he's like, "Robbie, what I was listening to, you said you weren't going to take your Social Security until you were the maximum, like at 70. He said, "You're one of those that's going to drop dead tomorrow, and you're going to leave all that money sitting on the table. Nobody's going to get a penny."
How encouraging.
And when he said it, I was like, "Wait a minute. You're not thinking through all that's involved with Social Security." And so almost underneath that, what I'm hearing, you know, that the attitude that could be in my heart, I'm just going to talk about my heart, not my friend's heart, but what could the attitude could be in my heart is that, wow, every penny I put into Social Security, I want to make sure I get out. And, you know, that's where it gets to the measure that you use. Well, the neat thing is, I think about it, is I gave this Social Security tax. You know, right now there's a lady who's a widow, and she has no other source of income, and she'd have no way to pay her rent or get to the doctor or anything else without the Social Security tax that I paid. And so in an interesting sort of way, you know, God's provided Social Security that really is a way that those people get it. But also, I believe, as I've really studied the Social Security statement, which we're going to get into in a minute because Han showed me how to do it, I'm going to get it well pressed and shaken down, and it's going to be pouring over, not necessarily just for me, but the thing that I pointed out to my friend is, if I drop dead tomorrow, okay, then I never got a penny of my Social Security, but my wife, who's 7 years younger than me, you know, she may live another 20 years, and praise God that I waited, because she would get the maximum benefit, right? And if I had taken it at 62, Hans, she'd be stuck with that lower benefit for the rest of her life.
Well, she would. And, you know, we in a prior show, we got out Robbie's Social Security statement a few months ago, and we really didn't spend that much time on it. And in preparing for today's Social Security show, I sent him his statement in advance, and where he went and downloaded it again, and really sat down and read it this time preparing for the show, and we're going to use it as a guide. And there really is a wealth of information on here, but there's also a lot of stuff that you're just is cluttered up with a bunch of government regulations. But if you look on page 2 on the very top, there's three numbers. And for you, I mean, it just do you want me to read these on the air?
Yeah, absolutely. I got no problem with that. But before we go there, let's tell people how easy it is to go get this, because we used to get it in the mail, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Right, it doesn't. But the good news is once you figure out how to get it, you could get it every 6 months, or you don't have to sit around and wonder or keep
you,
even
you
the
can get it
one.
Every other day if you want.
Right. Okay. So if you look in the workbook, of my complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is at the website, the workbook as well as the original guide. The chapters for these are free for the download at cardinalguide.com. But you don't even need to do that. I mean, if you just go to socialsecurity.gov, right, and you go in there and you set up an account, and you just did that more recently than I've done it for somebody.
Well, not only that, I did it, you know, with you a few months ago, and naturally I forgot my username. And so, you know, I went to get it today for the show. I was like, oh, no, here we go, because, you know, some of those – like if you go to Spectrum and you've lost your username, you sure may want to shoot yourself by the end of it. The government is actually easier than most. They let you get by with that pretty easy. But you're going to have to come up with a username that's unique, and you're going to have to come up with a password. And once you got that, you know, away you go. Man. The good news is that it really isn't hard at all compared to other websites that I'm familiar with. So once you get a username and password, you can log in at will and get this statement printed, which when you look at that page, because you look at my account, and once you get to my account, then there's a place where it says you can get a PDF of your, you know, Social Security statement, which is what we're talking about today.
Yeah, it's your earnings statement and your earnings history, and it shows the amounts. And you know, at the top of page two here is really, there's just three numbers that matter on this page, and it, you know, it shows the amount that Robbie could get. This one actually shows at age 63, because you are, I think, 63.
And today, actually.
If you were less than 62, it would show at age 62. But there's the smallest number is that. And then it shows if you waited till full retirement age, which for you is 66 and 2 months, there's a larger number, which is
you can say them. At 63, which happens to be my birthday today, October 30th, you know, that's when we recorded the show, $2,147 a month.
Okay.
If I wait until my full retirement age, which is 66 and 2 months, which is 4 years and 2 months from today.
Actually, 3 years and 2 months.
Good thinking. I'm glad you're math.
Yeah.
It's 27. Well,
that's my job, is to do math.
It's $2,718 a month.
Okay.
So, you go almost $600 a month, you know, difference by waiting till my full retirement age. But then, there's a bigger wow. If you wait till you're 70, it's $3,553 a month.
And so this pastor was thinking that you're going to just drop dead at like 69 or 69 and a half or something like that and never collect a dime.
Right. And there you have that, you know, is that a sense of I've put in this money, so I have to get so much money out? Or is it a sense of, you know, in my mind at this point in time, look at that's a good thing. It's being used for good causes all over the place. But what's best for myself and my family would be to figure out what's the way to maximize, you know, this so I can get the shakens, you know, coming out kind of thing.
See, and so what we've gone through Social Security and your situation, you pretty much have made the decision, I'm going to wait till 70. And you talk about it on the air. And my guess is you've talked to other people. And so a lot of other folks that are close to you, they may be convinced of the same thing when it might not be best for them to wait till 70. And this pastor, he was, in a sense, influencing you in a negative way to come into his strategy. And it may be that waiting till 70 just wouldn't have made sense for him. So the point I want to make is don't let other people who are around you and their particular philosophy on this
or their situation, because my situation has to be that I'm a radio personality, and I don't have to, you know, break my back or anything. I'll be able to do what I do clear into 70, and I love doing it, and you know, it's one of my favorite things in life. I can't imagine life without it, and so you know, I want to work till I'm 70, and that's a big part of it.
Well, sure, and so you know, what I want to let the listeners know is, as I talk to clients every day coming in to see me. We're doing retirement plans for them. Social Security is just one of the subjects. But on each one of these seven worries that we address in financial plans, people come with a whole bunch of preconceived notions. Or we've had some shows where they've just things they've read about, they've read on the internet, they've read in the newspaper, they've heard from things, conclusions that they've drawn. And all of it is part right. But when it's all put together and when you start making decisions upon conclusions that you have of people that are not professional at this, you can make some bad decisions that have lifelong implications.
Yeah, and no doubt Satan loves to throw half-truths at you. There's something right about that, or as he told Eve, did God really say, you know? And so you got to make sure to get the whole truth, and that's the one of the beauties of this is so this earnings statement has a lot of truth in it that you can really count on.
Well, it does. And so don't leave the show or listening to the show thinking that we're recommending everybody wait till age 70, okay? I mean, it's a good thing if you can do it, but there may be some point short of that. It could be all the way to 62 that it's going to be best for you. So don't think that we're just saying the same thing for everybody. We're just going over the Social Security statement, Robbie's situation, my situation a little bit, and you're going to need to draw this thing or pull it down from the internet after you come in to see me for the first time, if you choose to do that, because we use this base information to put into your financial plan where we're going to make a recommendation. You ought to start taking Social Security at this age.
You are listening to, and I'm sure enjoying, the radio show Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil and his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, is available absolutely free. All you have to do is email Hans at cardinalguide.com. You know, you can find his contact information. If you look under the Seven Worries tab, you can look at this very chapter on Social Security and down get a free PDF of both the workbook or the book, both of which we use today, and obviously clear instructions how to go to Social Security and get your statement, which is easy. Social Security.
Yeah, and if you don't want to tell us who you are, you can buy the thing on Amazon. It's very inexpensive. It's done real well on Amazon. Or you can give us a call. We just like to get the information to you. I think most folks have found this to be real helpful.
Right, because, you know, when you've got some big decisions that can really change the amount of money that you have, but also, you know, the benefits to the kingdom in a lot of ways we'll talk about later in the show today. So stay tuned. So much more Finishing Well coming to you.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the Seven Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
So welcome back to Finishing Well, and we're calling this show Social Security with the measure you use. It will be measured unto you. And I don't know how you look at all that, but underneath, I don't want to get this sense of, you know, I've got to get every penny I got out of Social Security, because I really see, unfortunately, in the way the culture works, I wish the church took care of all the widows and orphans and all that stuff in my life. I know that's just not the case. And one of the ways that they do get taken care of is through the taxes that we pay to Social Security. And, you know, there's no doubt when you look at the fruit of that, you know, there's people that live on Social Security, right, Hans?
Well, yeah. And just getting back to what we were talking about earlier, you personally have paid in $132,770 into Social Security. Now, granted, your employer has paid in $138,000. So if you throw that in there, it's $270,000. But if you just look at what you personally have paid directly out of your money, it's been $132,000. And if you look at that if you do delay to 70 and you collect this 3553, that's an estimate, that's 42 grand a year, and you collect it, let's just say you live to 100, okay?
Yeah, ka-ching.
Could happen. I mean, you know, that's $1.3 million that this thing's going to pay out. And what I'm going to tell you is
Yeah, that was on $113,000.
$132,000 payment. So for every guy like you that lives to that, they're going to need three people that are going to do what your pastor did, what your pastor says is going to happen to you, which you're going to drop dead before you collect a dime, which brings forth the point that that's a poor motivation for making Social Security decisions, because it's not really about getting back the money you paid in. It's about making good decisions for you personally.
And your family.
And your family.
Right, because your wife, and in some cases, you've got dependent children that, you know, that affects greatly.
Well, I mean, we just figured that out, that if you passed away right before you collected a dime, just like he said, and your plan didn't work out like you thought it was going to, your wife, who's younger than you, is going to begin collecting, and she could live another 30 years herself. And by delaying and not taking it early, you've greatly enhanced her check as well. So there's your survivors are involved in this equation as well.
Right. And so when you're looking at getting back 132, the chances of me not getting that back seem almost, you know, unthinkable based on the fact that it's me and my wife. But I wanted to point out that, you know, I did the math myself because I, you know, once I got this statement, I went, okay, well, how much is the difference between 2,718 and 3,500? And I saw that was $830, as I recall, somewhere, something like that. So, you know, I went and said, okay, well, what happens if I, how many years would I have to live in order to make back all the money? Because if I started taking it at $2,147 now that I'm 63, you know, every single year, how much money would I have to make back on Social Security before I make that? So once you get this in your hand, you'll be able to use your calculator and go, what would this look like for me?
Sure.
Well, what it looked like for me is if I waited till I was 70, then I would need to live to 81 for that to have been the smarter strategy.
Okay.
But again, I'm not doing it because it's the smarter strategy, although, you know, that's a piece
factor
of the equation.
Sure.
The real reason I'm doing it is because I'm going to be fine. I work, I, you know, make money, I take care of my family, and I've loved that for years. But what I'm really concerned about is if I disappear from the scene, then how's Tammy, you know, going to do, and those kind of things. And so to reduce her income by $500 a month because I want to start taking the money now just seems ludicrous.
Well, it does. And then you'd have to give some of it back anyhow because you're working and earning over the maximum. A lot of factors involved in this. What we want to stick to our knitting today is the show today is really for people that haven't started drawing their Social Security, or maybe their spouse has, but they haven't yet. And it's to make decisions about Social Security, and specifically, when am I going to start this? And we got to look at all these other factors like income taxes. A lot of folks don't even know that you pay taxes on your Social Security or not. If Social Security is your only income, you don't pay any taxes on it. But if your Social Security and a little other income, you still don't pay any taxes on your Social Security. But if you have substantial other income, you're going to pay income taxes on that. So we got to look at that. And then we've got to look at the other six worries. We got to look at what you've got in an IRA or a 401k. We've got to look at any pension income, any personal savings, investments, real estate, money that's available to live off of, what you want to pay into your, you know, what you want to leave in your estate. We got to look at long-term care. And speaking of long-term care, on this statement of Social Security, it's just really kind of on page 4.
Now, page 4 really has some stuff, doesn't it?
The first paragraph, I mean, we've been talking for several weeks here about Medicare because it's Medicare season, and it says right on here, Medicare, a separate program run by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, still under Social Security, helps pay for inpatient hospital care, nursing care, blah, 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 blah. Then down here at the bottom, it's at the bottom of the first paragraph, it says Medicare does not pay for long-term care. So you may want to consider options for private insurance.
So let me just jump there, you know, because I've experienced that just recently with my father, you know, who really, you know, when he fell, and a lot of my people that listen to me regularly know he fell. He busted some vertebrae in his neck and all sorts of complications to his nose and stuff like that. So all of a sudden this started to kick in, and he hadn't personally experienced what that meant. And so, you know, he came home and he thought, well, okay, well, I got to have somebody come stay with me because Tammy and I had to go out of town for 4 days. Well, the bill for that was $1,000, $250 a day. And when he got the bill, you know, I'm sitting there watching him and he goes, you know that Medicare didn't pay a penny of this? And it's like, no, no, because that's considered long-term care. And then later he needed a nurse to come by to help him with some wounds that he was dealing with. And that was $160 a day. And once again, Medicare didn't pay a penny of that.
So this is the Social Security Administration. And it's really page 4 has the most information on here. They're just telling you, right? I mean, that's clear. Medicare does not pay for long-term care. So you may want to consider options for private insurance. Me as a financial planner, when somebody comes into me for retirement planning, Social Security and the decisions of when to start it and how much money it's going to pay you and then the taxes on that money and what you're left to live on relates to Medicare, it relates to long-term care, it relates to your IRA money, your other investments. I was thinking about your pastor friend that said that you're one of these guys that's going to die before you collect a dime. If he knew that to be true, and you know what I said to you is, I'd buy some life insurance. I mean, we can talk about that after
Let's
lunch.
Hedge that bet.
After lunch, yeah, yeah. If he's so certain that's going to happen, I'll pay the premium if he makes me the beneficiary. so actually, I can't do that. So this goes through. And it touches on a lot of points, but Social Security is really at the core of this. That's the money that that is no-so money. I mean, we no-so. We know what you're going to get, and you can't outspend that. That's going to be there whether you live to 75, 85, 95, 105. You're going to know that there's a Social Security check there for you and your spouse as long as you're either one of you is alive. That really matters a lot because there's a lot of ifs in this other stuff, and this is a staple that we got to make good decisions in here.
Yeah, and page 4 really is a helpful part of the documentation that really, you know, if I hadn't done these shows with you, this would be totally new information. But it goes right down to survivors, which gets to the other issue that is so critical to me.
Yeah, I mean, it just – and, you know, I have an example. I have a sister that I lost 7 years ago, and her husband is still our CPA, and he's still a very dear friend of mine. And she made more money than he did, even though he's a CPA and CFP. My sister, us Shiles, are working folks. She, you know, that could have been what killed her is just how hard she worked. But he is collecting, because he's over 60 – he's collecting the survivor benefit of her really maximum Social Security check, and he deserves every penny of it.
Yeah, and that's the part that I really did not understand, but I think it's worth repeating that even if I had divorced Tammy after we'd been – how many years did she have to
be married to you for 10 years.
If my wife had only been married to me for 10 years, in spite of if she remarried 3 times or I remarried 8 times.
Well, if she remarried – that's going to affect her based, but so I got to correct you.
Well, good. That's why we have you.
Yeah.
That's why you're certified and I'm certifiable.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So what you were saying is that if you had been married and divorced, she still would be entitled to spousal benefits based on your record.
Right.
And then survivor benefits. And, you know, I've got it in my book. I've got a client that there's 3 women collecting on the spousal benefits of his very 2 ex-wives that he was married to for 10 years and his current wife. And when he dies, 3 people are going to be collecting his full check. So that, you know, they don't come at the expense of each other if he predeceases the 3 of them. So that's kind of an extreme example, but there's benefits, survivor benefits there for ex-spouses.
Yeah, that's just, you know, huge when, you know, for our families and things like that. So then it even gets into extra help. And that's a big question, I know, for a lot of folks.
Well, it is. There's a program through Medicare where they help you with the payments, help you with your drugs, and you need to qualify. There's an asset test, an income test. It's fairly easy to apply for, but it's another nice thing the government does with Medicare, where if you're not so low in money that you qualify for Medicaid, but yet you're at a point in money that the premiums and the copays and types on Part D, they have this program to just close the gap. All you got to do is apply for it.
Right. But to finish up this, then it gets into the, all these things to download and other information, which really, in your experience, is not helpful.
Well, that's why I wrote the book, is I just tried to interpret. I've read all those things, and I understand them. And, you know, in the book, I just tried to make it simple and tell some stories and just impress upon folks that this is serious business and you need to be have a credible source for your decision making.
Right. Again, the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement by Certified Financial Planner and your host, Hans Scheil. We want to urge you to go to cardinalguide.com. If you can email Hans any question, you maybe you wanted us to do a show on something that you got a question for him. He would love to hear your questions. You can ask him for the book. He'll send it out to you free, or go to Amazon and get it. Download The Seven Worries. The most important thing is, from my standpoint, is here's all this knowledge crying out in the streets, you know, and all sorts of information that's easily available to you. And that's why Hans is putting it on the air. Yeah. And is that that's his heart, that you would be able to finish well. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Hans.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.